Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, we come together here to glorify your name. And we come together here to worship you and praise you, Lord. We come together here to get too close to you more and more. We want to know you more, and we want to love you more. Be with us, Holy Spirit, for this time, so that we may get to know our true identity in you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the last sermon in a series, Who Are We? In the first week, we talk about we are God's children. Yes. In second week, we talk about we are God's witness. Right. And then last week, we talk about we are free people to everything in love. And today, we are going to talk about we are God's servant. We may feel uncomfortable with this word, servant, because we want to be a master. Everybody wants to be a master, not a servant, you know? People like to be served rather than serving other people. So being a servant is quite countercultural and counter human desire, because everyone wants to be a master, not servant. So being a servant feels not comfortable. But nowadays, many people use servant when they talk about leadership, so-called servant leadership. Have you ever heard about it, servant leadership? Right? Yeah. It is like that. If you want to be an effective leader, be a servant first. Then you will get people's heart. Then you'll be a good leader. So that is servant leadership. So somehow these two words, servant and leadership, looks paradoxical, but they combine together. Because, you know, people want to use the servant leadership to be a good, effective leaders. Well, I'm not going to talk about being a servant to be an effective leader for this time, because it seems like we are missing an important meaning of being a servant. But today, I'm going to bring up the true meaning of being a servant, as it is our true important identity. Today's scripture we just read, today's scripture is one of the famous stories we have heard many times in the church. Moses, one of the greatest leaders of Israelites, met God. Well, to be exact, God manifested himself to Moses. Moses was in the wilderness, right? He was in the wilderness, and he saw a very weird phenomenon that the burning bush. The bush was burning, but the bush was there. So when Moses approached that bush, a voice was heard, and that was God's voice. God called Moses to be a leader of Israelite for Exodus, escape from Egypt. And when God called Moses, Moses asked God's name. What is your name? How can I address who you are when people ask me the name of God that I met? So simply say, Moses asked, okay, what's your name? What is your name? And God answered, I am who I am, right? I am who I am. Well, when I learned English in my age 12, in the middle school, my first sentence that I learned is, I am a student, right? Because I was a student at the time. So in the textbook, in the Korea, English textbook say, I am students. And I learned is like, I am Eugene. My name, right? I am, and put my name, right? I am Erica, like that, right? And God said, I am. Okay, I'm expecting your name, but God said, I am who I am. He said that. This is my name. I am who I am. In Hebrew word, I am is Eyeh. Everybody say Eyeh. Eyeh. And it means Yahweh. The answer, I am who I am, is very important because we can know who God really is in this answer. Okay, let's look at it. I am who I am. First, in this name, we can see that God is self-existent. God is self-existent, and therefore, God is not dependent on anything else for his own existence. But God is self-existent. He doesn't need to be dependent on anything to prove who he is, because he is self-existent. Let us talk about it more. Whenever I am asked who I am, I'm trying to connect myself to something. I may say, like, I am Eugene, and then in order to make myself clear, I try to hold something, connections, to let people know who I am, like, I'm a pastor. Who are you? I'm a father of two sons. Who are you? I'm originally from Korea. Who are you? I was a missionary in the Philippines. Who are you? I'm here in the Present Valley now as a pastor. I am Eugene. Now try to make clear people that who I am. Try to make a connection with something, with my title, with my family, with my job, with my status, with my origin of country. Try to something to make people know who I am. So who are you? I'm Eugene, I'm a pastor. You know, everybody try to make a connection to prove who you are. Hey, who are you? I am Trace. And then, well, I love music, I love God. Try to make something connection to prove who you are, right? But God said, I am who I am. Who I am. You know why I use my title, my positions, my family, my age, my job, whatever? You know why I'm using that one to prove who I am? Because I am a creature. I am made by God. I cannot be existent by myself, right? I am a creature. That's why I try to make connections. Yeah, I am father of two sons, you know, I'm a good husband, my wife over there, so I should not say that. But God is different, because God is not a creature, right? So God is creator. God doesn't need to be dependent on anything for his own existence. That means I am who I am. Second, therefore, God's answer, I am who I am, indicates that God is creator. He's not creature. No one made God, right? God is creator. God is creator and God is sustainer of all that exists. God is creator. That means I am who I am. Third, I am who I am means God is not in the process of becoming something different from what he is. Again, God is not in the process of becoming something different from what he is. In other words, God is the same yesterday and today and forever. That means I am who I am. God doesn't say, I am who I was. I am who I am to be. I was. No. He said, I am who I am. Because God is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow and forever. You know what? It is really big blessing for us to know that. Because sometimes people, when we are frustrated, we might think like that, yeah, God was so good in my past. God was so good 5 years ago. But look at myself. I'm sick now. I'm weak, getting weak and weak. I don't know. I'm losing my job. You know, my bank account. Oh my God. Where is God? God was good before, but now I don't know if God is the same God to me. We might think like that when we are frustrated. But no, my dear brothers and sisters. God is the same. His faithfulness is forever because God say, I am who I am. He never changed. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because Jesus Christ is the God himself, and he's the same. That's why God called Moses, and God talked to Moses, tell them, I'm the God of your fathers. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob is the God, is yours now. Right? Because God is the same. He's the same. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. That means I am who I am. Last but not least, I am who I am means God is eternal in his existence. He is eternal in his existence. Well, each of these points, first, God is self-existent, right? And second, God is creator and sustainer of all lives, right? Third, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And fourth, God is eternal in his existence. Are so important. These four each points are so important to know who God is. But however, my sisters and brothers, the main focus in this passage is on God's promise to be with Moses and his people. Simply speaking like that, yes, I am who I am. I am the God. I am a creator. I am the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. I am eternal. I am the God. And I am with you. That's the main point. God said, I am who I am, and I am going with you. I'm going with my people. So Moses, don't be afraid. Go, lead my people, because I'm going with you. I am who I am. I'm a creator. I'm a sustainer. I'm a God. I'm the God. And I will be with you. I'm the same. I'm eternal. I'm going with you. That's a big promise. That's big blessings. My dear brothers and sisters, that blessing is not only for the Moses, but that blessing is for us. That blessing is for me and for you. God is sustainer of our lives. God is creator. God is God. God is forever. God is the same yesterday and today and tomorrow. That God is my God. That God is your God. And God made a promise, I'm going to be with you. I'm with you. Believe it, my brothers and sisters? Believe it? What a so big blessings. No matter how sick you are, no matter what conditions you have, no matter how difficult you are in your life. I know everybody has problems. Everybody has difficulties. Everybody has trials. But God's promise keeps going on forever. He said, I am with you. I am with you. You know why? We can ask God, okay, God, why? Why did you make that promise that you are with me? Because you are creator. I'm just creature. Why do you love me? John chapter 3, verse 16 says, For God so loved the world, and he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God loves us so much. God loves us. That's why he made a promise that I am with you. I am with you. So it is the good news to all human beings that our Creator concerns us in his love. Well, we are talking about who God is and then God's identity. You may say, hey, Pastor Eugene, you said we would talk about who we are, but you are talking about who God is. Yes. Yes, I am doing. I'm talking about who God is. Because without knowing who God really is, there is no way, no other ways to know who we are really. God is who God is. God is existent without any conditions. God is creator, God is the same forever, and God is eternal, and God is the resource of all lives, and God is the resource of our lives, God is the reason of our lives, because God is our master. He is our master. However, there is a voice in us saying, hey, your life is yours. Enjoy your life. Life is just once, just one time. You are the only one who can decide your life. There is no one else but you. Your life is yours. Still, there's a voice coming up among us. Do you see, my brothers and sisters? Do you see the voice of a serpent, the voice of a snake, which caused the great fall of human beings in Genesis, is still tempting us? You can be like God. You will have open eyes to see what is right and what is wrong. You will be like God. Take it and eat it. Your life is yours. The story of origin sin keeps going on among us today. In Genesis story, it's not the history. The Genesis story is our story today. Still, there's a temptation saying, hey, your life is yours. Hey, Eugene, your life is yours. Why are you going to be a pastor? Just go out to the world, get a good job and make a big money. Your life is one time your life. Do that. Hey, Linda, your life is one time life. Your life is yours. Enjoy yourself. No, there is no one but you. You can decide your life by yourself. Still, the serpent voice is coming around us. Still, the Satan is tempting us. You know why? Because Satan tried to make us to think that we are our master. We are the master of our lives. That's a big temptation. That's a big temptation from the Satan. Still saying that, hey, no. God is not your master. You can be like God. That means you are the master of your life. You see the original sins going around here among us. But my dear brothers and sisters, I'm standing here from me. I proclaim what God says. God is our master. Not you, not me, not us. We are not the master. God is master, and we are God's servant. We cannot be like God. We are just God's servant. We need to take our servanthood because we are God's servant. Who are we? Who are we? We are God's servant. Yes, that means God is our master. Your life is not yours. Your money is not yours. Your health is not yours. Your offspring, your children are not yours. Everything you have is not yours. We are just servant. Whenever I visit our church members' house, I see many our church members in their place. I saw the several family here. We have a problems, right? Yeah, we have what problem? Health problems. Yes, we have health problems. We have a financial problems. Yes, we have a financial problems. We have a relationship problems. Yes, I have a relationship problems. We have a future problems. Yes, I don't know what I'm gonna be, what I'm gonna do. We have a future problems. Yes. We have those kinds of problems. But you know what? When I pray for you, your health problems is not yours because you are not the master of your health. Your health problems is God's problems. Your financial problems is not your problems. It is God's problems. Your future problems is not your problems. That is God's problems. You know why? Because He is our master. Because He is our master. Everything I have is not mine. It is only God's. So that's why I pray to God. God, you see this lady, you see this man, they have this problem. But I know that that's your problem. So I know that you will fix it. I know that you will use it. I know that you will make it to glorify your name. I know that you're going to use it. So what? Let your will be done in our prayers, right? Because what? Because we are master. We are not master. Only He's the master. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you have a problem, congratulations having the problems. You know why? Because God will show you who master is in your problems. Not you, only God. If you have joy, congratulations, the joy. But you will see who God really is in your joy, because we are just His servant. Please remember who we are, my dear brothers and sisters. We are God's children. We are God's witness. And we are free people to everything in love. And we are God's servant. If we remember who we are, then we will see that God is leading us, protecting us, and guiding us according to His plan, because He is our master, because we are His servant. This is our true identity in God. This is our true identity in God. We should know who God is. Then we get to know who we are. God is our master. God is our creator. God is a sustainer. God is eternally forever. And God made a promise, I am with you to prove who I am. That's what God says. God is our master. We are God's servant. We are God's servant. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Everything we have is God's. Everything you have, I have. Problems also. Good things also. Everything we have is God's. And God will handle according to His plan and His will. This is the gospel for us for today. Let us pray. Precious and living God, you are the only master of our lives because you are the creator of all lives. We come to know who we are. We come to know who we are, and we are your servant, and you are our master, the master of the universe. In this true identity, let us rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. We pray in your name. Amen.